الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. If we look throughout the world today, humanity at large is caught up in a web of deception. Restlessness, becheni, has overtaken this entire humanity. In fact, we have lost sight of our goal, our objective, our purpose. No created entity is the object and purpose of this human being. This humanity's only purpose, his manzil, his goal, his direction is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah. Any other goal, objective or direction will lead to loss and destruction in the hereafter and loss and destruction in this world also. Like a group of people that are traveling, if one person gets lost from the rest of the party, then this person will always be worried, he will always be restless. Even while he is eating, even while he is drinking, even while he is sleeping, all the time there will be no peace, there will be no chain, there will be no contentment for this person. Why I am lost? Where is my group? Where is my direction? Where is my destination? Like a ship that is sailing on the oceans. If the ship has lost its direction, the captain of the ship, sometimes he will look to the east, sometimes to the west, sometimes to the sky. He will be looking in all different directions, wondering which direction am I supposed to be going. The restlessness, the becheni, the depression of the captain of that ship or that traveler who has lost his group and his direction is very, very little when compared to the restlessness, depression and loss of this human being who has lost his sight, who has lost his goal, who has lost his direction, and is seeking things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between the heavens and the earth, there is no created entity after acquiring which a person can say that now I am successful, or now my heart is at ease. Like a drunkard, he drinks, and after the liquor takes effect upon him, for a little while he is happy. But once the effect of the liquor passes, that temporary happiness passes, that deception passes, now he is sober, he realizes that I have gone more into difficulty, I have gone even more astray. And instead of going in that direction where the wounds of humanity will be salved, where the sickness which has overtaken humanity will be treated, this insan, instead of going in that direction, is going in completely the opposite direction. This Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said that aaj insan pareshani mein hai aur pareshani se nikalne ke liye aise raaste istemal kar rahe jisse pareshani bharta hai. That today this human being is in pareshani, he is in restlessness. And to come out of this restlessness, and to come out of this depression, and to come out of this loss, he is adopting those means and going in that direction which will in fact increase his problem. Humanity at large has made the manzil, purpose and object of their lives in this world the fulfillment of desires. And let us understand, my respected brothers, that as we mentioned earlier, the lost traveler or the lost captain, his restlessness is very little compared to the problem facing that person who has made the object of his life anything else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acquiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan's knowledge is defective, insan's temperament is defective, insan's intellect is defective. Khalik insan, the creator of insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the manner in which the Quran describes how defective human intelligence is. How defective the intellect of this insan is. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah ta'ala says this insan is da'if, he is weak. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. This insan, by his very nature, he likes to fight and argue. خَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ, a great arguer. كَفُور, he is extremely ungrateful. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. This insan is temperamental. When good conditions come upon him, he becomes miserly. When difficult conditions come upon him, he becomes hasty. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Allah Ta'ala says this insan is zalim. Not just zalim, with stress, ظَلُومًا, extremely oppressive. جَهُولًا. Not jahil, jahula, very, very ignorant. Jahula, zaluma, kafura, dhaifa, halua, manua, jazua, temperamental, argumentative, hasty, miserly, oppressive, ignorant. The list goes on. How can that creation of Allah, beset with such weaknesses and deficiencies, ever understand his goal and his object in this world by himself? It is impossible to take mankind out of this deception, To make this humanity understand that your manzil and your purpose and your object and your goal and your direction in this life is no creation that is contained between the seven heavens and the earth. But in fact, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make this insan understand this, Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam was sent throughout the ages. And they came with this primary message, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That know and understand that you have no other object, you have no other purpose, but you have to make Allah the goal, Allah the object, and the pleasure of Allah the purpose of your life. Where are you going? What direction are you turning to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, various places in the Quran Himself, although He is not in need, Allah calls out, Anna tusrafoon, Anna yusrafoon, Anna tu'fakoon, Anna yu'fakoon, Bal hum qawmu ya'dilun, تعالى الله عما يشركون قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. That, oh insan, where are you going? What direction have you adopted? Where is your allegiance? What is the direction of your heart? What is the motivation and the love that is contained in your heart? In what direction has it gone? What has put you into a deception? Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Allah calls out, O insan, what has put you into a deception about your Rabb? About your Allah who is kareem. Can anything else be valuable for you? Is there any other enticement or attachment in this world that is greater than this attachment and this enticement? Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam said, Fafirru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Break all the other idols. Break all the other directions and turn to Allah. Run to Allah. Understand that Allah has to become matloob. Allah has to become maqsood. Allah has to become the goal. Allah has to become the object. Allah has to become the direction. Allah has to become your purpose. قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, every breath of air, every scent that I possess, every ability and faculty that is within me, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, belongs only to Allah. This is my purpose, this is my object, this is my goal, this is my direction. Let us understand, my respected brothers, that the most basic level of ta'alluq with Allah, relationship with Allah, attachment with Allah, the most basic level is impossible unless we break every other attachment, every other link, every other love, every other bond with the ghair of Allah. That in this heart there must only be Allah. Allah begins His kitab, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitab, La Rayba Fi. This is the book. In it is no doubt, Hudal Lil Muttaqeen. It is hidayat, it is guidance for those with taqwa. And what is the most basic level of taqwa? What is the most basic level of ta'alluq with Allah? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. That farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth, whether it is the rivers, whether it is the trees, whether it is the mountains, whether it is the insects, whether it is the animals, whether it is insan, whether it is jinnat, whether it is the oceans, whether it is the multitudes of creations contained within the oceans. It is said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than all the human beings on the surface of this earth. More than 6 billion makhluk Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water. Whether it is all this moving upwards, whether it is the comets, asteroids, planets, sun, the moon, the stars, whether it is the galaxies, so many galaxies, it is said that approximately 250 billion galaxies. And in these galaxies there are stars that are so vast. The sun is 325,500 times the size of the earth. The sun is one star. There are many stars that are millions of times the size of the sun. In fact, it is said from the light given up from the universe that is reaching earth, only 5% of the light of the universe reaches earth. And they estimate that in that 5%, there are so many stars that if 1 second was given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Whether it is all these creations and so many more that are beyond the knowledge of insan, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows of the armies of Allah besides Allah, moving upwards, whether it is the first heaven, malaika of the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Everything is dead. Nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing moves, nothing stops moving, nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing advances, nothing declines, illallah, except with the permission, qudrat, power, irada and will of one Allah. This is the most basic level of hidayat, to negate every entity besides Allah. For the goal and the qibla and the direction of this heart to become only Allah. Awwal laysa qablahu shay. Allah is everything else. Every created entity is confined between a beginning and an end. It is confined to space. It occupies a certain space. It occupies a certain period of time. Some section of it is above. Some section of it is below. Allah is the only being who is not confined between a beginning and an ending. Allah is awwal bila bidaya. Allah is the first without a beginning. Akhir bila nihaya. Allah is the last without an ending. Allah is not confined to space. Allah is not confined to time. Space and time are the creation of Allah. Uzair alayhi salam, O kalladhi marra ala qaryatin wa hiya khawiyatun ala urushiha, qala anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha, fa amatahu Allahu mi'at 'amin thumma ba'atha. Nabi of Allah, he passes by the dilapidated ruins of a village. He sees the skeletons and the scorpions. He sees the skeleton and the corpses that consist of the remains of the people. The question enters his mind, Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha. He didn't doubt, but with regards to the procedure, the thought came that how will Allah give life to all this after it has perished? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Allah gives him death. Call it, puts him to sleep. This happens according to Mufassireen at the time of Chash Namaz, and the sun is nearing its zenith. He goes to sleep. He wakes up very close to sunset. Question is asked to him, Kam labitht? That, O Uzair, how long did you sleep? He remembers, it was latter part of morning that I went to sleep. Now it is towards evening time. So he says, labithtu yawman aw ba'da yawm. I slept for one day or a portion of one day. Allah informs him, bal labithta mi'ata 'aam. O Uzair, it was not one day or a portion of one day, but it was 100 years. 100 years, no hunger, The back didn't start paining. No insects troubled him. No need to urinate. No need to relieve himself. The bodily functions preserved timelessly. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ تَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّى. He had a bowl which contained grape juice. And inside this a piece of bread. Allah says, look at your food and your drink. لَمْ يَتَسَنَّى. It is as fresh as it was when you first left it 100 years ago. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Now look at the remains of your donkey, his conveyance. There Allah allowed time to court to take its effect. So the donkey was skeletons and bones. On the food, Allah stopped time. Time is the creation of Allah. On certain things, the clock was allowed to tick. On certain things, the clock stopped ticking. Every created entity is confined to a beginning and an ending, is confined to space and time, has some section above, has originated from somewhere. Lam yulad, Allah was not begotten. Something originates from it, lam yalid. Allah does not beget, Allah does not have children and grandchildren. Lam yattakhid sahibata wala walada, Allah does not have a wife and children. Allah is alone. Awwal laysa qablahu shay. The first, before him there is nothing. Akhir laysa ba'dahu shay. Last, after him there is nothing. Zahir, apparent, laysa fawqahu shay. Above him there is nothing. Batin, hidden, laysa dunahu shay. Concealed from him there is nothing. Awwal falahul khalqu wal amr. He is the first. Creation belongs to him. Decree belongs to him. Akhir, فَإِلَيْهِ الرُّجُوعُ وَالْمَحْشَرُ. He is the last. Everything has to return back to him. Resurrection belongs to him. ظَاهِر, فَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَالْقَهَرُ. He is apparent. حُكُومَت belongs to him. Power and غَلْبَ belongs to him. بَاطِن, فَيَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَالْجَهَرُ. And he is concealed. Yet nothing is concealed from him. We have to understand the greatness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. Allah is samad. Allah is independent. La yasta'inu bi shay. Allah does not take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. Allah is not in need of anything. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. La yaghlibuhu shay. Nothing can overpower Allah. La yakhfa alayhi shay. Nothing is concealed from Allah. Wa huwa alladhi fis sama'i ilah wa fil ardi ilah. He is the ilah of the heavens and he is the ilah of the earth. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat wa min al ardi mithlahun. He has created the seven heavens and the seven earths. يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ. And between the heavens and the earth, it is only the decree of one Allah that is controlling. No government is controlling. No science is controlling. No technology is controlling. حَاكِم is Allah. The ruler is Allah alone. Bila mu'in, there are no helpers with Allah. Bila mushir, there are no advisors with Allah. Bila wazir, there are no ministers with Allah. Bila nazir, there are no helpers with Allah. Bila mathil, there is no similitude with Allah. He is qawi, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, ajal min kulli jaleel, a'azam min kulli azim. He is more powerful than everything with power. More great than everything with greatness. More mighty than everything with might. أَحَقُّ مَنْ ذُكِرْ أَحَقُّ مَنْ عُبِدْ أَنْصَرُ مَنْ ابْتُغِي أَرْأَفُ مَنْ مَلَكْ أَجْوَدُ مَنْ سُئِلْ أَوْسَوْ مَنْ أَعْطَى. Worthy of remembrance is only Allah. Kindness is only from Allah. Help is only from Allah. Malik, He is the king. La sharika lah. There is no partner with Allah. Laysa ma'ahu ilahu yukhsha, wala rabbu yurja, wala hajibu yursha, wala waziru yurta. There is no other ilah that has to be feared. There is no other rab upon whom there can be hope. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no doorkeeper with Allah that you give a bribe to so that you can reach Allah. He is the single sole controller of the heavens and the earth. Such complete control of His entire creation that not for one second is Allah ghafil or inattentive to any of His creation. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Allah doesn't forget. La yadhillu rabbi wa la yansa. Allah does not make mistakes. La ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma. Allah is not tired by controlling the heavens and the earth. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. Allah does not sleep. Allah does not doze off. He is hakim, such a ruler whose control is so complete. La tahsabanna Allah ghafila. Do not ever think that for even one second your Allah is inattentive. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, patrolling one night the streets of Madinah Munawwara, he passes by one home and he overhears a conversation. Young girl is telling, the mother is telling the young girl, Umzuqil labana bil ma, O my daughter, add water to the milk. Add water to the milk so that it will appear to be more, we'll get more profits. This young girl says to her mother, that, oh my mother, I cannot do this. Amirul Mu'mineen Umar has prohibited this practice. It is deception. So the mother says that, where is Amirul Mu'mineen Umar to see what you are doing now? Umar cannot see what you are doing. This young girl replies, In kana Umaru la yarana, fa inna Allah yarana. That, oh my mother, if Umar is not looking at us, know and understand that Allah is looking at us. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. No three people are whispering in one corner, but Allah is the fourth one. No four people are whispering, but Allah is the fifth one. Wherever you are, whatever time it may be, Allah is with you. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the day is going to come when Allah will inform you of everything. Nothing will be concealed. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Do not feel that for one second Allah is inattentive to any of His creation. لَا يُشْغِلُهُ عظيم سلطانه من صغير سلطانه. In looking after and in listening to the big creations, Allah does not become inattentive of the small creations. In listening to farishta, Allah does not become inattentive of insan. In listening to the insan, Allah does not become inattentive towards the animals. In listening to the animals, Allah does not become inattentive of the birds. In protecting the birds, Allah does not become inattentive of the insects. In listening and protecting the creations of the heavens, Allah does not become inattentive to the creations of the earth. In protecting the creations of the land, Allah does not become inattentive of the creations of the sea. That Allah who is protecting Mount Everest is the same Allah that is protecting a small pebble. That Allah who is controlling Jibreel is the same Allah who is controlling an ant. That Allah who is controlling the movement of the hurricane is the same Allah who is controlling the movement of the wind that is coming from your fan. One doer, one maker, one giver, one taker, one controller, that is Allah. Every other allegiance, every other reliance, every other direction has to be broken. And we have to bring total and complete conviction on one Allah. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُ. Again and again in the Quran, Allah says that it is only one Allah. One Allah is the doer. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ والمغرب لا إله إلا هو رب of the east, رب of the west, one Allah. رب المشرقين ورب المغربين رب المشارق ورب المغارب. East, west, north, south, أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. Turn in any direction and it is only one Allah. The solver of every problem is only Allah. The giver of solace and ease is only Allah. Allah has to become the goal. Allah does not take from somewhere to give. Allah is that being who creates from nothingness. That is Allah's sifat of mubdi. Allah Ta'ala gives life to those things which have no life. That is Allah Ta'ala's sifat of bari. Allah Ta'ala creates without an example. That is Allah's sifat of badir. And Allah Ta'ala will destroy everything and give life to everything again. That is Allah's sifat of mu'id. None of the limitations which insan have are in front of Allah. To make big into small, to make day into night, to make those who are sick healthy, to make those who are healthy sick, to bring down those who have honor, to give honor to those who are disgraced. One second, innama amruhu idha arada shay'an ay yaqula lahu kun fayakun. Allah's affair is such that Allah intends anything, Allah says be and it becomes. Ulama say amruhu bayn al kafi wan noon. Kun kehne ki bhi zarurat nahi, not even necessary to say kun. Allah's affair is between the kaf and the noon. Allah's irada is wujud, Allah's intention is existence. Maryam alayhi salam, a young girl looked after by a Nabi of Allah. No strange man had ever seen or touched her. One day she is in a mihrab. Jibreel is sent in human form. A woman of chastity. A woman who no strange man had ever seen now sees a strange man in front of her. Immediate reaction, أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek the protection of Rahman from you. Fear Allah. Jibreel consoles her, إنما أنا رسول ربك. O Maryam, do not become excited. Do not become perplexed. Do not become worried. I am the messenger of Allah. I am Allah's angel. Why have you come? لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًا. Allah wants to give you a son. This defies human experience. This goes against the very grain of logic. Thousands of years of human experience is put one side by this declaration, لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًا. Intelligence defies this. She shouts out, Anna yakunu li ghulam. How is this possible? Walam yamsasni bashar, walam aku baghiya. Human conception takes place in two forms, halal and haram. She says, both are not with me. Lam yamsasni bashar, no man has ever touched me. Walam aku baghiya, and I am not an adulteress. Jibreel says, kadalik. This expression, kadalik, what does it mean? In reality, what it means is that, O Maryam, I did not say that I am going to give you a son that you are surprised. Allah is saying that Allah will give you a son. What is there to be surprised about? قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنْ. It is easy for Allah. فَنَفَقْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. He lifted up her sleeve and blew. If one has to blow underneath the sleeve, the breath will reach the forearm. He lifted up her sleeve and he blew. فَحَمَلَتْهُ. She fell pregnant immediately. فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. There was no time period. There was no 9 months. There was no formation from a cell to a fetus that developed gradually. With the one breath of air, Allah from above His arsh forms a complete child instantaneously in the womb of Maryam alayhi salam. The greatest tragedy and the greatest loss that is facing this humanity today is that we have not understood who is our Allah. We are running in different directions, running helter-skelter, seeking solution to problems, seeking solution to the restlessness that has overtaken us in every other direction but that direction which we are supposed to go. Ahmad bin Abil Huwari, one night he comes to Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah alayhi, and he sees Abu Sulaiman Darani crying. He says to him, "Why are you crying?" He says, "Oh Ahmad, إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ وَاخْتَلَطَ الظَّلَامِ وَخَلَا كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ." That, oh Ahmad, when the nightfall descends and darkness becomes intense and every lover goes into solitude with his beloved, there are some selected and chosen slaves of Allah whose ta'alluq and relationship with Allah, whose love and attachment with Allah does not allow them to sleep. Nasabu ilayya aqdamahum waftarashu ilayya jibahahum. They get up, they perform wudu, they are standing in front of Allah. Such is the love and the ishq for Allah that is burning their hearts. فَبَيْنَ مُتَأَوِّهٍ وَبَاكٍ وَصَارِخٍ وَشَاكٍ. Sometimes they are shouting out, sometimes they are whispering, sometimes they are screaming, sometimes they are crying in front of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says to Jibreel, "Bi halaftu, O Jibreel, by the qasam of my being, مَنْ تَلَذَّذَ بِكَلَامِي وَاسْتَرَاحَ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِي." Those who will get lazzat and ecstasy from my kalam, those whose hearts are given ease by my remembrance. O Jibreel, say to these slaves of mine that do not cry so much. Will a lover cause harm to his beloved? Will a lover cause the hopes of his beloved to be destroyed? Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, once he went into the bazaar to purchase a slave girl. It was told to him that this particular slave girl is a little bit mad. She has lost her senses, so her price was cheap. He purchased her, brought her home. One night he gets up. He can hear her crying. When he goes to investigate, he finds her on the musalla. He finds her on the musalla. And she is addressing Allah. That, "Oh my Allah, because of the love that you have for me." Immediately he rebukes her and stops her. He says, "Do not adopt that mode of address. Why don't you say, 'Oh Allah, because of the love that I have for you'?" She says, "You be quiet. What do you know of this matter? If he did not have love for me, he would not have made me stand in front of him while you are sleeping." And then she addresses Allah and she says, "Oh my Allah, the secret that was there between you and me has now been revealed. Oh Allah, take me away from here now. Take me away now from here." She lets out a scream and passes away on the spot. He goes away to prepare her kafan, to get some cloth, etc., and calls some people to make her ghusl. By the time he comes back, he finds that she is already in kafan. And on the cloth is written the verse of the Quran, "Ala inna awliya Allah La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." that listen, the friends of Allah, there will be no fear upon them, nor will they grieve. And who are the friends of Allah? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ Those who will bring iman on Allah, and those who will fear Allah. O Jibreel, say to them, do not cry so much, by the qasam of my Jalal, أَوَّلُ مَا أُعْطِيهِمْ The first thing that I will give them, an أَقْذِفَ مِن نُورِي فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah says, I will put my noor into their hearts. وَالثَّانِي لَوْ كَانَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضِينَ السَّبْعَ فِي مَوَازِينِهِمْ لَاسْتَقْلَلْتُهَا لَهُمْ And the second thing, O Jibreel, if the seven heavens and the seven earths had to be put into their scale of good deeds, this will still be too little for them. And Allah says the third thing is that I will turn to them. They will be speaking to Allah. Allah will be speaking to them. They will be looking at Allah. Allah will be looking at them. What possession of this world can ever compare? Ayyub alayhi salam, 18 years of sickness, 18 years of suffering, such a sickness no one in humanity experienced. Pus and blood and wounds throughout his body to such an extent that his body was littered with worms. After 18 years trial, Allah restored his health. Someone asked him one day that, Oh Ayyub, do you ever think of the days of your sickness? He says, What do you know? What do you know? The days of my sickness were better for me than these days. They say, Oh Ayyub, how is this possible? Every day of pain, every day of suffering, every day of hardship, yet he says this was better. He says each day at an appointed time, Allah himself would ask me that, Oh Ayyub, how are you today? He says, such lazzat and such ecstasy I would experience that those days are more beloved to me than these days of health of mine. The greatest zulm and the greatest oppression this insan has made when he failed to make Allah his goal, when he failed to make Allah maqsood, when he failed to make Allah matloob, Allah calls out, Yabna Adam, adhkuruka wa tansani. O insan, O Ibn Adam, O my slave, I remember you and you forget me. Astatiruka wa la takhshani. I conceal your faults and you do not fear me. In dhakartani dhakartuk, wa in nasitani dhakartuk. Ajib. Allah says, when you remember me, I remember you. And when you forget me, I still remember you. Yabna Adam, inni laka muhibbun, fabihaqqi alayka kunli muhibba. O my banda, O my slave. Allah is saying, Allah says, I love you. Fabihaqqi alayka kunli muhibba. Now because of the haqq, and because of the right, that I have over you. What right doesn't Allah have? Every breath of air is the right of Allah. Every second of this life is the deen of Allah upon us. Allah says, because of the haqq that I have over you, kunli muhibba, you also love me. Come back to your Allah. Utlubni, tajidani, In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. Allah says, search for me. Look for me. You are tiring yourself for the pitiable gains of this world. Tire yourselves to seek Allah. Allah says, search for me. Look for me. Utlubani, tajidani, you will find me. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. You want your affairs to be corrected? Turn to Allah. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah will correct all your affairs. You want izzat? Fa'innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Izzat only belongs to Allah. You want barakat and blessings? Lafatahna alayhim barakatim minas samai wal ard. Only from Allah. You want a pure life?
فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا only from Allah. You want help? وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Help is only from Allah. You want rain to come? يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. In the hands of only Allah. You want the crops to grow? أَنْبَتَ فِي الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. In the hands of only Allah. In the heavens and the earth, no one can solve your problems besides Allah. No one can give you honor besides Allah. No one can give you respect besides Allah. No one can give you health besides Allah. No one can bring day besides Allah. No one can bring night besides Allah. No one gives you air to breathe besides Allah. No one gives you food to eat besides Allah. No one enables you to digest that food besides Allah. Love cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Hatred cannot be found without the permission of Allah. Wars cannot be fought without the permission of Allah. Peace can never be found without the permission of Allah. The sun cannot rise without the permission of Allah. The sun cannot set without the permission of Allah. Day cannot come without the permission of Allah. Night cannot come without the permission of Allah. No tree can grow without the permission of Allah. No rain can fall without the permission of Allah. No tree can bear leaves without the permission of Allah. The leaves cannot turn into fruit without the permission of Allah. The fruit cannot ripen without the permission of Allah. Sweetness cannot enter into those fruit without the permission of one Allah. This dawah, this invitation, this call has to enter into the very depths of our being so that only Allah becomes the goal. Only Allah becomes the direction. My living for Allah, my dying for Allah, my walking for Allah, my talking for Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The goal and the object of my life becomes only the pleasure of Allah. This is insan's maqsad. This is insan's object. This is insan's purpose. Insan was sent for this. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says insan and jinnat was created for no other purpose except that they make sujood to Allah. Break off all the other links. Break off all the other attachments. To praise a sportsman or to praise a politician or to praise some movie character who has kufr in his heart, to regard him to be somebody great or worthy of praise. Ulama say that just this utterance causes the arsh of Allah to shake in anger. How can haq spread in the world today when the people of haq have batil in their hearts? Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And it culminated with Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Primary effort that he made to break everything else but Allah from this heart. 11 years in Makkah, there was no salah that was farz, no zakat, no hajj. It was one thing only, give dawah to Allah. Go from person to person, town to town, village to village, locality to locality, and proclaim the greatness of Allah. That the doer is only Allah, the giver is only Allah, the maker is only Allah, my goal is Allah, my object is Allah, my direction is Allah. Inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashshiraw wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, as a caller to Allah. We have sent you as a da'i. This ummat was sent for da'wat. Da'wat is the lifeblood of this ummat. 6,666 verses in the Quran, in the entire Quran, you will find no mention of the salah of Nuh alayhi salam, or the hajj of Musa alayhi salam, or the zakat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Each Nabi, Allah makes mention of his da'wat. Nuh alayhi salam, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدُهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He says, "Oh my Rabb, I gave da'wah to my people. Not 40 days and 4 months. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا 950 years, day and night. Day and night. لَيْلَوْ وَنَهَارَا They ran away. They refused to listen. They covered up their ears. They insulted him. They persecuted him. Yet he was ordered, give da'wat and give da'wat and give da'wat. Until the hujjat became complete. Then a da'i raises his hands. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ Oh my Rabb, I am overpowered now. فَانْتَصِرْ Help me. Da'i, after giving da'wat, raises his hands. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرْ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ The heavens were opened up. The earth was opened up. It is said even the tannur, the ovens that were in the ground, water started coming out from there. And Allah destroyed all the forces of batil on the dua of a da'i. Years in Makkah Mukarramah. This was the day and night of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the day and night of Sahaba. Negate everything besides Allah. Allah is waiting. Allah, so merciful. Ya Dawood. Allah, this is Dawood Alayhi Salaam. Lo ya'lamul mudbirun. O Dawood, if the sinners had to come to know, ma indi min al ashwaq, how much of shock I have for them, how much I am waiting for them to come back to me. Ibn Qudama rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in his Kitab al-Tawabin, narrated by Yusuf bin Hussein. He says, one day I was on the banks of the river with Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah alayhi. He says, we saw a scorpion, a frog swam up to the bank of the river. The scorpion jumped onto the back of the frog and the frog swam across. So he says, Zunnun Misri told me that this scorpion is on a mission, let us follow it. He says, we followed it. It got off at the other bank. Then it ran in a particular direction. There was one drunkard who was asleep of drunkenness. A snake had poised itself on his chest and was about to strike him. The scorpion ran up and bit the snake. The snake ran away and the life of this drunkard was spared. Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah alayhi, on the one hand, apparent the transgression of this person. On the other hand, apparent the hidden system and nizam of Allah to protect even the sinner. He couldn't control himself. He got that drunken man up. Ya ghafilan wal jaleelu yahrusuhu min kulli su'in yahdubu fi dhulami. كيف تنام العيون عن ملك يأتيه منه فوائد النعم He says, oh you ghafil person. Your Allah is not ghafil of you. Jalil, the mighty Allah is still protecting you from all the evils of the darkness when you have forgotten Allah. How is it possible that you can be so ungrateful that you fall asleep in the disobedience of an Allah who has not forgotten you? Everything we have is from Allah. We lived on the earth of Allah. We breathe the air given by Allah. Eat the food given by Allah. See with the eyes given by Allah. Hear with the ears given by Allah. Grasp with the hands given by Allah. Walk with the feet given by Allah. And still we make war with Allah. Still we defy Allah. Still we disobey Allah. And yet at night, Hadith Qudsi, أَكْلَأُهُمْ فِي مَضَاجِعِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَعْصُونِي. Allah says, I give you such a sleep in your shelters and your homes as if you did not disobey me at all. So merciful. When this drunk person hears this, it strikes his heart. Ilahi wa Mawlaya, O my Allah, O my Ilah, hada fi'luka biman asak. This is how you protect one who is disobedient to you. فَكَيْفَ رِفْقُكَ وَرَحْمَتُكَ بِمَنْ يُطِيعُكَ. What must be your kindness? What must be your mercy to one who is obedient to you? O Dawood, if the sinners are to come to know how much of shock and love I have for them, لَتَقَطَّعَتْ أَوْصَالُهُمْ. The limbs of their bodies will separate as a result of their joy. Bani Israel, there was one person who worshipped Allah for 40 years. Then his heart turned, and for 40 years he disobeyed Allah. 40 years of transgression, 40 years of sin, day and night. Finally, it dawns upon him, death is in front of me. He turns to Allah, Asaytuka arba'ina sanatan. Abadtuka arba'ina sanatan. Thumma asaytuka arba'ina sanatan. Fahalli min tawbatin in raja'tu ilayk. He says, oh my Allah, 40 years I worshipped you. Then 40 years I disobeyed you. Tell me, is 40 years of guna and 40 years of transgression such that the door of Tawbah is closed upon me? He's asking Allah, death is in front of him. Idh sami'a hatifan yahtif, suddenly he hears a caller calling out. Abadtana faqarrabnak. O my slave, abadi, O my slave, you worshipped us, we brought you closer and closer. Asaytuka, asaytana faamhalnak. In raja'ta ilayna qabilnak. Then 40 years you disobeyed us. We gave you rope, and we gave you rope, and we gave you rope. When will he come back? When will he come back? When will he come back? Now you have come back to us. Qabilnak, we have accepted you. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Allah says, those who will make tawbah, those who will come back to Allah, لَغَفَّار, Allah is extremely forgiving. The door will not close. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? In fact, Allah is not waiting. Allah has gone ahead. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَيَّتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah says, it is already my intention to forgive you. What are you waiting for? It is already my intention. Come back to me. Such treasures. يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَحَيَّكُمْ وَمَيِّتَكُمْ وَرَدْبَكُمْ وَيَابِسَكُمْ وَصَغِيرَكُمْ وَكَبِيرَكُمْ وَذَكَرَكُمْ وَإِنثَاكُمْ. O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan, every jinnat, every living, every dead, every male, every female, every fresh, every withered, قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ, all of you have to gather on one plane, فَسَأَلُونِي, and then you call out at one time to Allah. Understand, 6 billion insan on the surface of the earth, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person, all at one time, someone in English, someone in French, someone in Italian, someone in Spanish, someone in Arabic, someone in the hundreds of languages, thousands of dialects, someone screaming, someone whispering, someone shouting, someone talking with a different accent, someone talking in lower tones, all at one time. يَسْمَعُ رَجِيجَهَا بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهَا وَلَهْجَاتِهَا. Allah will listen to each one individually. لا يشغله سمع and unسمع. In listening to one, Allah will not be inattentive to the other. All at one time. لا تغلطه كثرة المسائل. The excessive asking of every insan and every jinnat will not confuse Allah as to what they are asking. فَآتَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةً مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِصُ الْمِقْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحْرِ. And Allah has to give each one whatever he asks for, 1,000 times his dunya, 1,000,000 times his dunya, whatever he asks for, and beyond that, مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي. Granting every insan and every jinnat all his wishes, and beyond that will not diminish from the treasures of one Allah, not that much as if you were to take a pin, poke it into the ocean and lift it up. How much of water that pin has diminished from the treasure, from the oceans, not that much will the fulfillment of the desires of every insan and every jinnat diminish from the treasures of one Allah. Allah is waiting. When are the slaves of Allah going to come back to Allah? Such a jannat, such treasures Allah has prepared. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. No eye has ever seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ear has ever heard. وَلَا خَطَرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. No heart has ever imagined. The jannati will be sitting in his palace. There will be a knock at the door. He will not get up to answer the door. Allah says, Mulkan Kabira. He will be given a vast kingdom in the tafsir of Mulkan Kabira. Ulama have written, such a kingdom will be given to this Jannati that the angels of Allah will enter the court of Allah without permission, but the angels of Allah to enter the court of the Jannati will need permission. The angel will knock, the door will be opened. One servant will ask, what is the problem? This angel will say, Allah has sent me to this Jannati, to your master. This servant will convey the message to the next servant, to the next servant, to the next servant, to the next servant, until finally one servant will come and whisper in his ears. So then the Jannati is sitting on his throne, he will give permission. This servant will pass a message on, till eventually that angel will be told, you can enter now. This angel will enter carrying a cloth of silk, and in this silken cloth will be a fruit. He will come in front of the Jannati and he will say, Allah has sent a special present for you. This silken cloth will be removed, and the Jannati, kullama ruziqu minha مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلٍ. The Jannati will see that it is only a fruit. So the Jannati will say that we were given this before. What is so special about this? Like this, there are probably 1,000,000 different fruits in his kingdom. So what is the point of sending a fruit? This looks like those fruits. The angel will say, Allah says, try this one. Just try this one. This is a special gift from Allah. وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا. It will resemble outwardly, but inside, in this special fruit, in each morsel, when he will bite, if he has 1,000,000 different types of fruit in his jannat, then in each morsel of this fruit, Allah will have kept the taste of each and every different type of fruit in his jannat. Individually, if there are 10 dishes, and little bit of each of the 10 dishes are put together, then 11th taste will be formed. This will not be the case. If there are 1 million fruits in the one morsel, at the one time when he will bite, he will experience the 1 million tastes, one after the other, not a new taste. One taste to the next taste to the next taste in each split second, and in each morsel of this fruit. Inna fil Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Inna fil jannati nahran yuqalu lahu al-baydakh alayhi qubabun min yaqut tahtahu juwarun nabitat. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that in Jannat there is a stream. Its name is Baydakh. Along the stream is covered with domes of sapphires and emeralds. Underneath these domes are the beautiful maidens of Jannat. But Nabitat, they have grown up from the ground. Like how trees grow, these beautiful maidens have grown. Yaqulu Ahlul Jannah. The men of Jannat will get together after eating and they will say, let's go now to Baydakh. And they will go for a stroll to Baydakh. When they reach the stream, فَيَتَصَّفَّحُونَ تِلْكَ الْجُوَارَى. The parade of these women will be in front of them. They will start walking and looking at each one, analyzing. إِذَا أَعْجَبَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِجَارِيَةٍ مَسَّ مِعْصَمُهَا فَتَبِعَتْهُ ثُمَّ أَنْبَتَ فِي مَكَانِهَا أُخْرَى. If one of them appeals to him, all he will do is he will touch her forearm. Instantaneously she will follow him, and in her place another maiden will grow up. Such a jannat, the mind cannot fathom. Why is it that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were not attracted to the things of this world? They understood that insan, his goal and his object is nothing in this world. We have been sent to please Allah. We have been sent to develop the ta'alluq of Allah, the relationship with Allah. We have been sent to make Allah matloob, Allah maqsood. Allah is to become the goal. Allah is to become the direction. And my respected brothers, this is only possible, not based on our logic. But we will attain the pleasure of Allah. We will attain the treasures of Allah in one way only. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوِ اسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاؤُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. If they open every door and they come on every road, لا أفتح عليهم إلا أن يدخلوا وراءك يا حبيبي يا محمد. I will never grant them my closeness. I will never grant them entry into my court unless they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our day has to become his day. Our night has to become his night. Our fikr, our concern, our cry, our pain has to become the fikr, concern and pain of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, leaning against the Kaaba. Some sahaba come, not ordinary sahaba. Sahaba whose names are synonymous with sacrifice, whose names are synonymous with hardship. Bilal ibn Abi Rubah, who used to be whipped and with the open wounds made to lie on the burning sand of the desert. Rocks would be placed on his chest and he would be dragged through the streets of Makkah shouting, Ahad the one Allah, Ahad the one Allah. Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu, burning charcoal would be lit. He would be made to lie on this till the blood and the pus coming out of his back would put the fire out. Ammar bin Yasir used to be tortured with fire. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passing by him would say, ya nar, kuni barda wa salaman ala ammarin kama kanat ala Ibrahim alayhi salam. O fire, become a source of solicitude and peace for Ammar, just as you was for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Tortured day in and day out. such sahaba come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala tastansiru lana, ala tad'u lana, why don't you make dua to Allah? Why don't you seek the help of Allah? How much more must we suffer? Who could blame them for asking? Every day was for this, every night was for this. Torture upon torture, hardship upon hardship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets up angrily. Yu'ta fi man kana qablakum, O my sahaba. In the nations of the past there were people, metal rods were used to separate the skin from the flesh in their bodies. People were brought and put in the ground. Saw was brought from the crown of their head to their toes. They were cut into two halves. O my sahaba, in the way of Allah, in the way of Allah, you have not yet suffered to this extent. Jibreel is sent, Am hasibatum an tadkhulul jannah? أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ Allah says, what do you think? You are just going to enter into Jannah like that? You are just going to acquire the taluk of Allah just like that? For the trivial things of this world, so much sacrifice. And for Allah's love, and for attachment with Allah, and for the deen of Allah to be established, that must happen by magic. My food must not be affected. My sleep must not be affected. My luxuries and my comfort must not be affected. My livelihood must not be affected. And tawbah, lakho dafa tawbah. The ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi whose day and night was given for hidayat, whose home was emptied for hidayat, makes the dunya his maqsad. And on the altar of the dunya, sacrifices his deen and the taqaza of deen, and then he still says, the desire is there in my heart that mankind must get hidayat. That's a fallacy. That's a lie. Allah forgive us, it is a lie. How can haqq be established in this world when the people of haqq have batil in their hearts? How can humanity understand that ta'alluq with Allah and love of Allah is more valuable than everything in this world when the people of the ta'alluq with Allah have put the dunya in front? What invitation are we giving? What Islam are we calling to? That Islam and that iman about which we ourselves are not convinced. Sahaba gave everything. The home was emptied. Everything was given. And then the hand was raised up. That Ya Allah give them hidayat. What was the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his night? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, one day I was walking with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, we walked into a garden. There were dirty dates lying on the ground. Some of them probably had pieces eaten off by pigeons. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bent down. He started picking up these dates, cleaning it and eating it with relish. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, O Ibn Umar, why don't you also eat? He says, I said, O my beloved Nabi, I am not hungry. I am not hungry. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at me and said, O Ibn Umar, bal ana ashtahihi hadhihi subhu rabi'ah ma dhuqtu shay'a. He says, O Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. Why? Because this is the fourth day since any morsel of food has entered my mouth. That level of sacrifice was given. Everything was sacrificed with one goal, one object. That I must be linked to Allah and humanity must be linked to Allah. This ummah will never gain dignity, will never gain honor. Allah's qasam, this ummah will never gain the protection of Allah until this ummah does not come onto the object of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Aba Sufyan, ji'tukum bi khayri dunya wa karamati al-akhirah. O Abu Sufyan, I have brought you that way of life which will not only give you akhirat, it will give you the honor of this world. Allah's deen is dying around us. Jahannam has ended our bazaars. Jahannam has ended our homes. We have put those instruments with our own hands in our homes that are destroying the iman of our children. One great wali of Allah, he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream. And he saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was full of sorrow and grief. He said, oh my beloved Nabi, what is hurting you like this? What is causing you to be so aggrieved? He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him in his dream, mere ummat ke TV ke aerial mere jigar ko kaat rahi. That the aerials of the TVs of my ummat is cutting open my liver. That ummat which was sent for hidayat, which was sent to finish itself, like the Nabi of his ummah, of this ummah finished himself, so that insaniyat can get hidayat. When we lost our goal, when we lost our object, when we lost our direction, then Allah forgive us, my respected brothers, we became zalim. We became oppressors. Zulm is not only looting. Zulm is not only usurping the wealth of others. When insaniyat in droves is going towards Jahannam, and the one that was given the haqq, and the one that was given the light, and the one that was given the direction, sits back in his dunya, and is unaffected by this, that is the greatest zulm. We are zalim. And Allah forgive us, when we lost our direction, to our own families, we are the greatest zalim. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every child is born on the natural inclination to obey Allah. Every child, Allah has put it in his heart to obey Allah. That child, in its innocence, did not raise up its hand and say, oh my father, teach me to dress up like a Yahudi. Teach me to value the ways of the Nasara. Teach me to trample the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam beneath my feet. Teach me to fill my ears with haram and with nifaq. Teach me to imitate the values of the enemies of Allah. That child did not ask. We chose that for the child. Why? Because the goal, we are an ummah that has lost its direction. This is that ummah. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Its nights were spent crying in front of Allah. Today Allah forgive us. How many homes there are. The innocent children of those homes, their eyes do not open until the sun has already risen. How many homes there are that evening will fall in masiyat in them, and the angels of Allah are addressing those people who did not come to the masjid for maghrib, that, oh you kafir. Whose cry is this? Whose pain is this? Whose concern is this? This deen is our deen. This ummah, each ummati was made zimedar, was made responsible for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a muhsin upon this ummah he was. Which mother tied stones to her stomach for the sake of her children? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tied stones to his Mubarak stomach for the sake of this ummah. Which mother cried night upon night for her children? So much he would cry. Allah Ta'ala sends down verses upon verses upon verses. لعلك باقع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا، لعلك باقع نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين. ما أنت عليهم بجبار، لست عليهم بوكيل، لست عليهم بمسيطر. ومن كفر فلا يحزنك كفره، ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون، فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات، فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات. Which language can ever translate or express what is meant by these words? That, اے میرے پیارے نبی، حسرت کرتے کرتے اپنے آپ کو نہ مٹا دے. And oh my Nabi, with حسرت and with grief and with pain, that Allah my ummat, Allah my ummat, Allah my ummat, do not destroy yourself like this. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Quran declares, you want Allah, you want ta'alluq with Allah, you want the love of Allah, you want the closeness of Allah, come on the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His akhlaq, his character, his mannerism, his day, his night, his concern, his fikr, his goal, his object has to become the goal and the object of every ummati. Without exception, this humanity is thirsty. This humanity is crying out. My respected brothers, understand, ijtima, we have heard again and again. Announcements are taking place. This ijtima is not a gathering. It's not just to see whether the intizam in Reservoir Hills will be better than Verulam, or better than Dundee, or better than Ladysmith or Peter Marisburg. This ijtima is for us to realize and for us to take decision that, Ya my Allah, hundreds and thousands are finishing themselves for this dunya. They are shifting the goalposts more and more, more and more, more and more. Oh my Allah, my wealth, my family, my energies, my strength, my faculty, Ya Allah, you accept it for your deen. Ya Allah, tere deen mit raha hai aur main na mita. That, oh Allah, your deen is dying and I haven't finished myself. To make tawbah from the depths of the heart. Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. Few years ago in the Raiwin Ishtima, he addressed the majma and he said, agar haq dekha jaye, if the truth had to be told, 6 billion insan on the surface of this earth, if 5 billion die now, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever. From the remaining 1 billion, not even 5% are fulfilling the first order of Allah, that of Salah. He says, agar haq dekha jaye, if the truth had to be told, the requisite and the demand of this is that each one go from here to your wives, make salam, prepare your kafan and tell your wives that meri mulaqat jannat mein hogi. I will meet you in jannat, aur kafan lekar Allah ke raaste mein niklo. And take your kafan and go in the path of Allah. Utlubni tajidni. Allah says, search for me, you will find me. Dunya, useless dunya, so much we are giving. For that ta'alluq with Allah, for this heart to beat with the love of Allah, for this tongue to move with the greatness of Allah. Ad-danithatu thiyabuhum, al-mashakkatu arjuluhum, ruwadul afaq, kutta'ul masafat. Their clothes became filled with dust. Their clothes became tattered and torn. Their feet became cracked. They traversed long, long distances with one goal, one object, that Allah accept me, Allah accept me, Allah accept my wealth, Allah accept my life, for the fikr and the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Uqba bin Nafi' reaches Asafi in Morocco. He goes with his horse in the water, till the water reaches the neck of the horse, and he says, Ya Asafa. high of source. He gives out a cry of regret. Oh my Allah, this is as far as I could go. If I knew that beyond this there was your makhluk, I would have taken your greatness to them also. Search for me, you will find me. If you have found me, you have found everything. This tabligh in Dawah is not a movement. It is not an organization. We need to attach ourselves with Allah. We need to attach ourselves with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we need to make that effort that this entire humanity is linked to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this is ijtima. We don't need numbers. Few to take the decision. Understand, my respected brothers. Allah's treasures are waiting. Allah's treasures are waiting. There was only two tabaka in Sahaba. They were not satisfied with the lower levels of Jannat. Ajeeb, on this we'll terminate. One surah of the Quran, Surah Dahar, Allah draws the manzar of Jannat. But if you look closer, ulama explained there are three levels mentioned. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا The obedient slaves of Allah. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ will be drinking from goblets in Jannat. كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا In these goblets will be kafur. That is one level. Few verses later, وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا Ajeeb. Allah give us the understanding. When Quran speaks of Jannat, it is as if you can visualize Jannat. First group, يَشْرَبُونَ were drinking. Here Allah doesn't say drinking. They were drinking kafur. These people will be given to drink. Yuskon, pilai jayenge. They will be given to drink. They will be given zanjabil, which will be drawn from salsabil spring. So one group, yashrabun, drinking. One group, yuskon, will be given to drink by their wives, by servants, by the malaika. And then the highest group, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا Allah with His own hands will give them to drink. Allah with His own hands will give them to drink. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا Quran speaks of only two groups among Sahaba. No third group is mentioned. Amongst the mu'mineen are men who have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Some have given their lives in the path of Allah. Some are waiting to give their lives. No third group is mentioned. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا And they will remain upon this. They will not move from this. These were those who took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected brothers, as we mentioned, ijtima is not a gathering. It is for us to make decision now. That Ya Allah, that misdaq, let us become the misdaq. The living reality of that verse of the Quran, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salah, my sacrifices, my living and my dying only for Allah. Others are for this dunya. Ya Allah, I am for you and your deen and the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this, stand up and give our names. Life in the path of Allah, 6 months in the path of Allah, 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers.